Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Film Feuds. I'm your host, CJ Kaiser, and you can follow us on the Film Feud Podcast on Twitter at Film Feud Podcast, or you can follow us on Facebook at Film Feuds. And you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you want, at I Am Seizure. We've got an exciting episode. We're going to kick off the tournament of the best movie of 2017. This is going to go over 4 weeks. The three winners of the first three will go to the finals, and we'll decide which is the best movie of 2017. A few quick announcements. Don't forget, if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a good rating. Check us out on Podomatic. If you're following us on there, give us a follow. It costs you nothing to do so. Share it with your friends. Tell your friends all about the show. Also, if you vote on which movie you will win tonight, you got a chance to win all three movies on DVD. Make sure you follow us on Facebook or Twitter to find out where you can take that poll. And don't forget, we're on Patreon. Patreon, patreon.com/filmfeuds. If you donate, you get some really cool perks. We will even make an animated character for you to put into the profile picture in the next episode. It only costs you a dollar to donate to us to help keep the show going. And if we get to 250 Patreon subscribers, the show will become animated. It's kind of exciting, right? So please share it with your friends. Tell everyone about it. Big shout out to my fans in the US and the UK. Australia, you need to catch up. I'm here and you don't even listen to me. What the hell? Leave a comment on the Facebook or on the Twitter, which movie you think is the best of 2017. Most creative answer will win a DVD of the winning film of tonight's episode. So why not do it? It costs you nothing. Just have fun, share it, tell your friends. And these next episodes, we are filming live from Monkey Magic every Wednesday night. So if you want to come check it out, it is free. Just follow us, come to the shows. They start at 10 p.m. They're late shows, but they're free. Monkey Magic in King's Cross. I don't know the address, but if you follow us on Facebook, you can check the events there. That's all from me. Let's get straight into the episode. Best movie of 2017, part one. Hey, welcome to Film Fumes. I'm your host, CJ Kaiser, and we are doing best movie of 2017. We're filming live from Monkey Magic, so everyone make noise. Woo! Yeah! That was pre-recorded. All right, so we got an exciting episode. This is the tournament, as we did last year, best 2016 movie. We're going over 3 weeks and then get all the finalists to come back to fight one more time. And we're starting with three exciting guests. We've never had them before. And we're doing best movie of 2017. Okay, we'll start to the person directly to my left, David Polterak. How are you doing?
Hey, Seizure, I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good, very good. Microphone a little bit closer. I'll edit this part out, no problem. And you can find you on Facebook at david.polterak.10. Correct?
That's right.
Yes.
I'm the 10th one.
Very good, David. And which movie did you pick?
I picked Dunkirk.
Dunkirk. And quick plot line for those who don't know.
Okay, it's based on history, a famous event from World War II. The British Army and the remnants of the French Army are trapped on the French coast following the German invasion of Western Europe. And to everyone's surprise, over 300,000 of these guys get back to England.
Nice. And why'd you pick this movie?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, yeah, spoiler alert. Yeah.
Well, for those who have never listened to this podcast before, like our two guests right now, this show is full of spoilers. So if you haven't watched any of the movies, stop, watch the movies, come back, listen to the podcast, and you'll get what we're talking about. Okay.
Okay, look, I'm in a really good position to judge what was the best movie of 2017 because I saw two of them. And
what was the other one you watched?
Denial, which was also pretty good. That was about a Holocaust denier trial.
So you're very big in your history, huh?
Well, it just worked out that way. Yeah.
All right. Next up, we got Marty Morgan. You can find him on Twitter at MartyMorgan1. Instagram, MartyMorganNick. And Facebook, Marty.Morgan.5. What's with the numbers, guys?
Fine.
Yeah.
It's a generation.
Yeah, it's definitely. And which one did you pick, sir?
Baby Driver.
And quick plot line for those who don't know.
Baby Driver is a story about a baby that drives a car.
You sure that's not Boss Baby?
Oh, no, sorry, I'm just thinking about a dream I had. No, that Baby Driver, that's right. Baby Driver was, it's a car chase. It's got a great soundtrack. It's about a, you know, there's love in it. There's a love, there's bad guys. It's just a fast action movie. It's great.
Excellent. And did you see any other movies in 2017 that you liked?
Well, I liked Dunkirk quite a bit, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
But you think Baby Driver's better?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. All right, we'll get back to that. And final guest, Lizzie Hu. You can find her on Twitter at, I didn't write this down
at
before.
At LizzieHu11, oh, which is my favourite number.
What's her number,
guys? Instagram is just at LizzieHu. Facebook at LizzieHu. H-O-O.
Excellent. And which movie do you pick?
Well, guys, I'm not as highbrow as you. I've gone for a great remake, Baywatch. Done Baywatch.
Woo! Yeah, we got one audience member clapping, but yep. Why the fuck did you pick Baywatch?
I really enjoyed it. I was really pleasantly surprised by it.
All right, best movie of 2017. If you hate your choice, please follow her at Lizzie Who on Instagram.
You'll love me.
All right. Okay, so the way this game works, there's 7 questions on this piece of paper over here. You guys don't know what the questions are. You have to make an argument on each question. You got 1 minute to make your point, and then you argue with each other. Convince me that your point is best. Person who gets the most points at the end wins. All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, we'll start with David. First off, best lead actor. Go.
Oh, Mark Rylance, for sure. He's regarded as perhaps the greatest Shakespearean actor of this day. He's British, naturally, and he's been in some wonderful stuff. He was in Bridge of Spies. And he was also in a great TV series called Wolf Hall, based on a Booker Prize.
You're showing your age, David.
Yeah, definitely.
You're showing your age.
It's not that old. Wolf Hall's not that old. It's set in Elizabethan times.
How old is it?
It's sort of maybe 6 years.
Yeah. My mum, she's doing a book study. She's 73. It's Wolf Hall.
it's a great book. I haven't read the book, but it, people say it's great. And look, Mark Rylance in this movie, he plays a civilian. There was a flotilla of small boat craft that was relied on to rescue a lot of the troops on the French coast. And so as well as naval vessels, destroyers and things like that that were involved, some thousands of small boats set out from England with their owners.
So a quick update, our audience increased by one. All right, go ahead.
Okay. So Mark Rylance, he plays this kind of stoic British guy who owns a little boat, and he runs across to France and with a young guy who lives in his town, and they pick up this shell shock survivor, a guy from the Navy, who chucks a bit of a fit and ends up having a fight because they have to turn their boat around and go back to France once he's on board.
All right, time's up.
Oh,
Marty.
Okay, I don't know how many of you folks are familiar with his work, but Kevin Spacey is just fantastic. And you know a good actor, because this guy's playing a bad guy, right? He's playing a guy with, questionable moral compass. And he's
after babies.
And he was just so believable. Yeah, it was.
So Kevin Spacey's good
at it.
Yeah. Oh, all right, Lizzie.
What's the question again?
Best lead actor.
Oh, The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Obviously. Tight with Zac Efron. I do love a bit of Zac Efron, but I thought The Rock really was a standout for me in this movie.
One audience member agrees.
Yeah.
Pick up then. Our audience has increased by another person. Yay.
Oh, yes.
All right, so we've got 10,000 in here.
Dwayne was amazing. Body was on point. He's a funny guy. Love him. Follow him on Twitter. Very funny.
All right, so everyone's made their point. Take each other down. Go.
Yeah.
I thought Dunkirk. That's all I heard through the movie. Can you hear that?
Yep.
I really enjoy the film. I really enjoy the film.
Stick to the topic of best lead actor, so for his argument.
I don't even know any of those lead actors. So
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm out.
No, you're still in.
I'm still in.
Yeah. He's an Oscar winner, like Kevin. I mean, Kevin's won 2 Oscars.
Oh, he's one of the two. Even say Kevin Spacey anymore. It's just like,
yeah, my fingers
naughty
are
words. Kevin Spacey.
Yeah,
has he done something I haven't heard about recently?
Oh, real.
But see, another actor, and this took a lot of kids to Dunkirk, was Harry Styles.
Oh yes,
from One Direction.
That's relatable for me.
And the session I saw, it was an early one. There were lots of girls in the audience, and I thought, well, they're all here to see Harry.
Definitely.
Why were we watching the girls and not the movie?
Well, I just noticed, because they were all coming in and they all talk and they all walk out and
What movie
did
he actually act in?
Sorry?
What movie did he actually act in?
Okay, what did you describe that? What movie did he act in?
Harry Styles has been in a movie.
Yeah, it was his movie debut, his big screen debut.
Goodness, I have to watch that.
Yeah, well,
you learn on Film Feuds.
He wasn't so much acting, he was pretending. Yeah, he was sort of acting another level up.
What was his
role? He was playing a soldier who was just, he was one amongst many, but he was the first, he was the first. No, but he was a featured player. I mean, you followed him as he, and look, he was totally believable.
Was he like the Saving Private Ryan? He was Ryan in the Saving Private Ryan.
A bit like that, yeah. I mean, he was like the lead. You know, there were like hundreds of thousands of soldiers in real life in this adventure, this tragedy, this disaster, whatever you want to call it. But in the film, they focused on Harry. I mean, because it's focused on the air battle, the sea battle.
Let's stick to point.
Okay, but I've got to say, Mark Rylance was the. But Kenneth Branagh's in it too, and he's pretty good.
I thought he overacted terribly. I thought he was amazing, Kenneth Branagh, in his overacting.
But
I thought the guy you're talking about, his name I didn't know. He's like a fairly. He's
about 60.
Yeah.
You know, we're running out of time. I'm going to go to the points today because he's already talking about this. Dave's got the point. There's the points. All right. Yay.
Well,
you get points for the number of words you use, do you?
Oh, well, man. No. No one was butting in. He was making points and you guys just sat silent. It's called film feuds. Okay. Get into it. All right.
You're on.
I'm fucking genius.
Well, I mean, he's playing two parts. He's playing, I don't know, David Poltrack. He's playing David Stratton and Margaret Pomerantz at the one thing.
I'm messing with you, Marty.
Those references work really well for my international audience. Okay, so next question, and we start with Marty. Best scene, go.
Best scene would have to be the car chase. There was so many car chases that were absolutely fantastic. I can't say which one was the best. The car chases were amazing, and what I was thinking about the car chases actually is it's like, you know, superheroes are really, you know, popular movie characters. And this is like, it's a normal guy who's doing superhuman stuff, and I think that's why we just enjoy it so much, because honestly, it's ridiculous the way this guy can drive.
Is that where Angelina Jolie made that cameo?
No.
I thought she was like...
No, different movie. You think of Gone in 60 Seconds, which is a movie that came out 10 years ago.
She had really cute blonde dreads at the time.
Yeah, she did. And she was actually an okay actress then. Okay, so Lizzie.
Best scene, definitely the jet ski scene with Zac Efron. Amazing. He was a bit of a bad boy in Baywatch. He took a Kobe spot. I don't know if you remember the real series, but Zac Efron, I think, pretty sure it was Kobe. Anyway, he decides to save the day, and he rides a jet ski along a jetty as far as he can go, and then he... like just leaves the jet ski and then flies off the side of the jetty, jumps into the water, he thinks he's going to find the people, but he doesn't. The other Baywatch people have to come along. That's the real.
Wow,
it's an amazing scene.
Okay, I think look, the scene that jumps out at me when you ask the best scene, and the film was full of standout scenes, but one that was particularly gripping was towards the end, where a Spitfire pilot has run out of fuel. He's been sort of running up and down the beach in the air, protecting the soldiers and shooting at German planes. And there's this German bomber or German aircraft coming in, going to bomb a lot of troops, and his plane is virtually out of fuel, might even be out of fuel, and he's gliding. And it's almost far-fetched, but it was just beautifully orchestrated, the way this plane just glided quite low to the ground and just managed to get this German plane in its sights and shoot it to bits and save Harry Steins.
All right, everyone's made their point. Take each other down.
Well, I don't know if it was a little... I don't know if it was almost far-fetched, David. I think it was a little... It was definitely far-fetched.
Are we talking...
He was just gliding along.
Didn't you say just a little bit earlier that Zac Efron... rode a jet ski along a jetty.
That's so believable.
What I was supposed to be so great about Dunkirk was that it made war real. It was supposed to be not about the characters, it was supposed to be about this is what war is like. And it was just such jingoistic rah-rah Britain. And that is just such a classic scene of that.
It was rah-rah Britain.
But I like how you're fighting for his movie. You should be fighting for your own.
No, I'm saying it was bad, and it was just like, it wasn't about what war is really like.
Ah,
you know,
okay.
It was unrealistic.
Is that why they excluded all the ethnics?
Well, there were no ethnics there. There were no women. There are no women in this movie.
No, there was.
There might have been a nurse.
Yeah, she drowned.
Yeah, they didn't talk though.
Yeah. I mean, it was unlike your typical Hollywood war movie where there's a love interest.
Stick to the scenes. Best scene. Take the scenes down.
So, I mean, I'm trying to picture a guy riding a jet ski along a jetty, and I'm just thinking, this is sounding like
pictures
a Roadrunner car chase.
The only scene that sounds any good is an amazing car chase, isn't it? I mean, that's the only one that people go, wow, I'd like to see that. I mean, you don't really want to see.
I think a jet ski chase is much better than a car chase.
And who was he chasing? Was he chasing
anyone? No, he was chasing the rescue.
He was trying to save people,
David. That's what happens in Baywatch.
Okay. I thought you said he was a bomb jet. So he was a bad guy lifesaver.
Well, he was a bad boy. He was from the wrong side of the track.
I hope he came good at the end.
You know what? I'm going to make a decision early because no one took down Marty's argument. Marty gets point. Yeah. Next question. We start with Lizzie.
Strategy.
Best poster.
What's that?
Best poster.
Poster?
Yeah.
As in, what do you mean?
The poster for the movie.
Oh, God. The Baywatch poster was a classic take on the old marketing material. They definitely had The Rock featured. He was front and center. And then it had the, obviously, Zac Efron and then the hot chicks flanking Zac and The Rock with a bit of fire in the background. There was quite a big fire scene in the movie. So there's a fire in the poster.
Of course, it's set at a beach.
And that's... That's
David.
All I can remember.
Okay, look, it was a very somber poster because it's a somber story. And from memory, it was just a bunch of English soldiers with their tin helmets or steel helmets, just standing crowded all together, waiting for a boat. But it just basically summed up what the whole situation was about, which was, I just want to go home. And I thought it did it very well.
Marty.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't listening. I was just Googling the baby driver posters. And, I mean, they're all in front of me, so I can say that definitely the best one was that one there with...
What's his name's face side on
with the...
I like how you're describing it on a podcast.
I can't remember. This guy's got...
Describe it.
This. Okay, so it's just a side on... So it's a profile of the main character's face with earbuds and in his ears... And Sonny's on because that is him. He's a young dude who listens to cool music and is very cool, and that's sort of the premise that starts the whole film.
Cool. Okay. Mm. So you're going to take each other down.
Yeah, look, that confused me, I've got to say, because I knew the movie was called Baby Driver, and I thought, oh, you know, baby's possibly not an actual baby.
Probably a young guy, yeah.
I thought it would be a woman, and so I'm looking at this poster of a guy, and the movie's called Baby Driver, and so I'm thinking,
So that helps you understand what the movie's about, just like that does it. It makes you realize it's not about a woman; it's about a young guy.
I did not make the connection between the title and the picture
until I said it. Really?
Until you said it, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't know.
If you looked at it, you wouldn't make that connection.
I didn't know that
the baby was a guy. I'm still not even sure. But you're telling me that the baby is a guy, right? I mean, babies can be guys.
What's with the cotton buds?
Earbuds. Yeah.
Headphones. It's old people speak for headphones.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
I thought we were sticking cotton buds in the ears.
Earbuds are the small ones.
Earbuds.
No, earphones. Headphones.
Earbuds.
Earphones.
Oh.
Well,
there. Oh,
so what did he have? Buds.
You lost me,
he had buds, did he?
Yeah, he.
You know what? I'm ruling Marty out on this one. So it's Death to Dunkirk and Baywatch. So
yeah, but the Dunkirk poster is a muted tones. Do they forget colour?
You know, war is a sombre experience, and you don't want to oversell it with colour and glitz, because that's not what the story is.
I felt like there could have been a bit more vibrant thing about
They did the job because they, you know, like I say, I saw two pictures of the movies and that was the poster that got me in.
It wasn't the word Dunkirk?
It wasn't the actual historical event.
It could be a combination of factors. The poster certainly didn't put me off the movie.
I'm going to throw it to Marty here. Marty, who are you leaning towards? The Rock or Dunkirk?
really can't remember. Lizzie's description isn't sticking in my mind, I must
say. Alright, so Dunkirk wins. Alright! There we go. Another one for Polterak. Okay, so the score is 2 for Polterak, 1 for Marty, and nothing for Lizzie. Okay.
Fair
next
enough.
Question. And starting back with Polterak, best quote.
Best quote. We're fucked.
Nice.
Really?
No, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I can't recall any of the dialogue because it wasn't a speechifying film, and you know, like Churchill doesn't make an appearance, and you know, everybody's just kind of scared and running around. So I don't really. I'm going to have to pass on that one. So I cannot remember a single line of dialogue.
Marty.
Oh, I'm going to have to come up with something good to beat that. they call, I go, you know.
Oh, nice one. Nice one. Lizzie.
Oh, God, I don't even remember any quotes.
These swimmers are tight.
Oh, my God.
And it looks like Marty got the point by default. Oh.
I'll tell you one. What was it? Make my pecs big.
That'll do.
No, that was a rock quote when the guy was making the sandcastle. It was my third favourite film of the year. Oh yeah.
Oh, you see Baywatch?
I watched a few of the shots.
Oh. Yeah.
Marty won by default on that one. Okay. Next question. Best villain. We start with Marty. Best villain.
Best villain. Kevin Spacey. I mean, hands down. I mean, as I say, how could you believe him as a bad guy? I said it before, and yet he was so believable. Enough said, I reckon.
Lizzie.
Zac Efron on the goodies side, on the baddies side. It was that drug dealer guy that got them back onto the boat, and he killed that person. And then Zac Efron tried to save him, and he had to jump into the water when it was all on flames. So it was the drug dealer. Definitely.
That's not anything against you, Caesar, by the way.
That's a racist comment, Polterak.
Okay, look, the best villain in Dunkirk is the entire German army. which is not seen. And it's like a great horror movie where you just imagine this monster and it's worse because you can't see it. And that's what happened in Dunkirk. The Germans actually stopped before they got to the beach. And that's how the Allies were able to escape. But their presence is felt and everybody's panicking because they know that the Germans aren't going to sit there forever. And so it was just this wonderful feeling of dread that you just didn't know how much time these guys had.
Wow. I disagree. I didn't know the Germans were in it.
You've seen it, haven't you?
That's what I'm saying. You don't see them. You don't
see
them.
I would have thought the worst villain is actually, you know, when those guys are all hiding in the hull of a boat and one of the Allies wants to kill another guy.
You know what? Marty's taken down Polterak. Polterak's out. Okay, it's down to Marty, Kevin Spacey, and drug dealer.
The drug dealer was so bad.
How many people did he kill in the film? Can I just say?
He killed a couple, definitely brutally.
Was he a pedophile?
Brutally.
Was he a pedophile?
With a gun. I wouldn't say a pedophile.
That's what Kevin Spacey is, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I thought he was
alleged. Alleged.
Anyway.
Yep.
Drug dealer. Everyone was in trouble because they strapped drugs to the bottom of the boat. They had to dive down. Find out where the drugs were.
You know what?
Can I just quickly say, though, how do people get their drugs without drug dealers? Without smugglers and dealers, how do we get our drugs?
Internet.
That's good.
Oh, okay. Gee, I'm so old.
You know what?
Earbuds, mate!
Australia Post.
Drug dealing is hard, so yes, it's going to Lizzie. Lizzie's got the points. She's got a point. Yay! All right. Two more questions left. It could be anyone's game still.
Ooh.
Next question. This one comes from Twitter, from MovieFluff18. Question is, best director. Lizzie started off.
I don't even know who the director is.
David.
I think it was
some
Rock.
Hack. Look, the director, I think I've got this hands down because he was Christopher Nolan. You know, a guy who has made some fantastic films in recent years.
What else has he made?
He's made Interstellar, The Dark Knight.
Can you think of any good ones?
Yeah, The Dark Knight, Interstellar.
Interstellar, that was shit. That was a shit film.
Baby Driver was the
Memento. I love that film.
Again, so showing your age.
Look, it set him up for a brilliant career.
Look, okay, Baby Driver happened to be actually directed by an amazing director.
Who?
Whose name I'm grabbing from somewhere back
there. What
else
did you
mean? It's Edgar
Wright.
Edgar Wright. And, yeah. I mean, Shaun of the Dead, you know. The
oh, mate, I didn't mind that.
Hey?
I didn't mind that.
Yeah, not bad, eh? I mean, the guy's good. And it's not, there was no boring moment in the film. There was no, you know, it built up. It had, had a great climax.
It just ran along.
I mean, it didn't have any weak points. You can't find a weak point in it. Like, I fell asleep briefly during Dunkirk, you know?
Oh.
Well,
dulcet tones.
Hey,
muted colours.
Which of our films has been nominated for a Best Picture Oscar?
The one, the jingoistic one. The one about war and glory and all that.
It is not a film that glorifies war.
You know what? I'm ruling Lizzie out. I'm sorry, but you're out.
Fair enough.
Edgar Wright versus
Edgar Wright has done cameo, did a cameo as a soldier in Return of the Jedi. I mean, this is how good the guy is, that he does cameos of people who don't even speak words.
Okay, Lizzie, you're going to help me out. Who are you leaning towards? Edgar Wright or Storm?
I don't know. I haven't seen Baby Driver.
No, but just want to direct you.
Yeah, but I actually went through Rotten Tomatoes and looked for another Liz who had seen it.
Yep.
And they gave it 4.5 stars.
Ooh.
So I'm going for Baby Driver.
Oh, okay. Right.
But that's not the director.
One line each. Oh. One line each. Go. Sum up your argument.
Well, look, I just think that Dunkirk is a film that will live in people's memories for a long time, much more than the fluff that you guys are extolling.
Marty.
I don't even know what it means.
People go to the movies to be entertained.
And Marty's got the point. All right, so the score is Marty is on 3, David's on 2, and Lizzie's on 1. So Lizzie cannot win. However, she can still get this next point, and that means Marty will win, or David can get this point and goes to tiebreaker.
Ooh.
All right.
Ooh.
Last question, potentially. Best movie to sum up 2017. Go.
Oh, is that another movie?
No. Your movie. Why does it sum up 2017?
I don't think it does, actually, to be honest, because it's not about 2017 at all. It's history, so that puts it on the back foot, really. So there's nothing... Well, it is relevant, because I did read an interview with Christopher Nolan recently where he said that, you know, in the light of the problems faced by Britain in Europe with Brexit, it really brought to the forefront the whole issue of how cooperative the Brits are with the French. And this movie obviously harks back to a time when they had a real need to cooperate, which is not happening today.
Marty.
Baby Driver had current technology. Baby Driver was fast-paced. Baby Driver was colourful. Baby
soundtrack.
Driver was slick. Baby Driver had amazing soundtrack. You know, Baby Driver was what we look for in entertainment today.
Lizzie.
Well, I just think Baywatch, the remake, really summed up the shit fight that was 2017.
Comedy-wise.
Yeah, I mean, like, 2017 wasn't a great year for the world, and either was Baywatch.
Can I just say, also on your side, I think that it just shows the sort of shit that's being made in movies nowadays, so it's... quintessentially 2017, as in they just make so much crap.
Yeah,
out
thank
of
you for that. I
Baywatch
was
definitely the top of that crap.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
all
the
right.
best
yeah.
crap
yeah.
of the year.
Exactly.
So I'm going to make
Brilliant.
My decision. Lizzie's got the point.
Oh!
Which means Marty Morgan's won!
Yeah. Marty.
I was actually going to give it Marty, but no one's got 4 points on the show, and I'm not going to start with Marty. No offense. No one's going to get 4 points on the show. I'm going to make it a thing. All right,
okay.
So now we play one more quick game before this show's ended. You've already won, so we'll see you in the finals in the final week.
Ooh.
And
I'll have to go and see another movie.
Yeah.
Oh, man, your calendar's filling up now. So, next game. This is a real quick game. You get to pick the actor or actress. The game's called the Seizure Cards Movie Game. The way this works is that you name an actor or an actress, and we go around the table naming a movie that person's been in. We keep going around until we start running out.
Oh,
now you've got 5 seconds to name a movie that person's been in. You cannot name a movie that hasn't come out. You cannot name a cameo. You cannot name a TV show. And to finally win, you have to name one more movie to get the point.
Oh my
All right?
God.
So pick an actor or actress.
Me?
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson started off.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Few Good Men.
Easy Rider.
Iron Weed.
The Shining.
Batman.
Fuck it. As good as it gets.
Wait, it's my turn.
Oh, sorry.
As good as it gets.
Last Detail.
Is he an Easy Rider?
I just said that.
He said that.
Oh, that was my first
did
one.
You?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, sorry, he was.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out.
About Schmidt.
Chinatown.
Well, Two Jakes.
Wolf.
The Departed.
I'm out.
Okay. Oh! Oh, so I've got to name one more. Fuck. Little Shop of Horrors. The original.
Really?
Not the original.
The original.
It's not the original.
Yeah,
you're
the original.
Right, you're right,
yeah,
yeah. You're right. You're right.
The Rick Moranis is the remake.
Yep.
And I won my own game again.
Woo! Every time!
Does that mean you're coming back?
Yes, I'm coming back.
For the final show!
Alright, and I think those will be film feeds. Now, Marty, do you have anything to plug?
No, not really, to be honest.
Your next appearance on Film Feuds.
Oh, absolutely. My next appearance on Film Feuds. Thank you.
Oh, we're doing that. Yes.
Thank you for coming. Lizzie, do you have anything to plug?
No.
Women
show. Oh, yes! Women Comedy Showcase, Last Chicken, Comedy on Edge at March 20.
Cool.
All right. That's good.
I'm in the next Tinder show, which I think is...
February 13th.
February 13th at Comedy on Edge.
Sweet.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Excellent. Now I feel bad because Marty's not in any of the shows, so do you want to gig next week?
Absolutely.
Done. All right.
Thank you.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, that's been Film Feuds. I'm your host, Sush Kaz, and next week we're doing part two of Best 2017 Movie, and we've got three exciting guests, one returning guest, Anthony LoCascio, and Sam Mendes, and Anna Davis. All right, it will be a very fun episode, and if you know what the best movie of 2017 is, leave it in a comment, let me know, and we are giving... an entire DVD pack of all the movies that have come out in 2017 that the guests have picked. Yeah, so that's 9 movies, guys. Or it could be 10.
So lucky.
Heartburn.
So lucky.
Heartburn. I haven't seen that one. Yeah. Is it good?
It was pretty good.
Yeah. You
fair enough.
Got that from the depths.
That's from David.Poltrack.10.
David.Poltrack.10. All right, let's go. Thank you very much. Goodbye.